Okay. Today's Daf Zayin. We're on Daf Vav Amud Beis, bottom line.
Next Sunday, same schedule.
What?
Next Sunday morning, same schedule.
Yes. Monday morning's also regular schedule. After that, we'll have to see the schedule. You know what? Okay, no.
The Shtiebel is starting, usually it starts Sunday 20 after. Next Sunday, for some reason, I'm starting at 6.
I don't know.
What's next Sunday?
Nothing. Kahuda Amar Lahu Bay. We were talking about how an egg that's laid from an animal, how an egg that's actually laid is different than an egg that was found inside a mother. Right? Kahuda Amar, now we're going to prove that. Kahuda Amar Lahu, there was the one who said, Bay de Pachya Laman. Who's got an egg? Pachya means that it made a noise. In other words, who has an egg that was actually laid and the mother made noise when she laid it? Not that they shechted a mother and they found eggs inside. I want eggs from a real, that came out of a real woman. A real woman, I say a woman, I mean a hen. I want a real egg like that. I don't want an egg that was found inside. Who's got that? So Yehovah lebei deshchuta. They gave him an egg from a hen that was shechted and they found the eggs inside. So also the kaimei de Rav Ami, they came in front of Rav Ami, amalahu mekach tos who? He said, Rav Ami said, you know, it's mekach tos. Bahadar, return the money, the whole thing, deal is off. Why? It's not what he wanted, right? So pshita, isn't that obvious? Pshita, it's obvious. Ask the Rajba, what kind of question is pshita on a story that happened? It says, Maitha Shahaya, pshita, what kind of pshita? So the Rajba answers, the question was, what was the guy who gave the eggs of shchuta? What was he thinking? I want a blue there. Here's a red one. What was he thinking? That's not what he asked for.
He's not
going to
know the difference.
Now to him, I would have thought. He's not going to know the difference. Hi, the alachila kabai ilahu. He wanted eggs that he's going to eat them. Vaha, the kar de pachya. And the reason why he said he wants pachya, mishum de tzrivan, because maybe they're better, right? And maybe they're a little bit better. They taste a little better. Lamai nafkamina, what's the difference? Lemiyasve le baini. You have to return to give back the difference in price. How much is a dozen eggs from a pachya? $1. How much is a dozen eggs from shchuta? 50 cents. It's not a mekach tos. Just give him 50 cents.
Is there a difference between the eggs?
Apparently there is. So it's not a mekach tos. Pay the difference. That's all. Right? As Rashi says, lahachzelo deme maila. Pay back the difference. Bein, bein de pachya, le bein de shchuta. What's the difference in price between pachya eggs and shchuta eggs? Ve'i boi lehu la'achila, if he wants to eat them, ain't a mekach bottle. Not bottles, not invalid. Why? Da b'nei achila ninu, because you can still eat them. Ela, but, shal yafim behem. They're not as better, they're not as good. Ve'i achzi lo demei ma'alu yasam, to pay the difference in the betterness. The Gemara says, Kamash.
The Gemara is assuming that it's more expensive. A chicken that has laid the egg
is more expensive and tastes better than an egg found inside. So you gave him those cheap ones to pay the difference in price. Let the seller give back the money to the buyer. I charged you $1. I should have only charged you $75. Here's a quarter. Right? That's all.
He's saying here in the hospital, at least, that the difference is one is egg that they use for eggs and one is used for chicks. Is that true?
Yes. So, yes. Kamash Malan. Therefore, the answer is, nobody raises a hen nobody gets an egg for a chick from a shchuta animal. So obviously, it's a whole mekach tos, and the whole thing is off. That proves that you can raise chicks from different eggs, makes a difference. Another similar type of story. Hahu, the amalahu, the bay, the dichra, laman, bay, the dichra, laman. There are two ways that a hen can lay an egg. One is when it's fertilized by a man, by a male, and the other way is from the heat of the room. So the guy says, I don't want eggs from the heat of the room. Those eggs don't turn into chicks. They turn into eggs, but not chicken. However that happens, that the hen lays the egg, it won't turn into a chick. It'll turn into an egg. I can eat it. I don't want those eggs. I want from a dichra. Dichra is a... Right, the Dalit and the Zion switch.
How eggs do we buy in Gourmet Glad, whatever we buy, are unfertilized.
Correct.
Right. Chicks are fertilized. That's
correct. Right. Correct. Chicks so, Dama Lahu, Bey the Dichra, Laman, the Dichra means a Zachar. I want eggs from a Zachar. I want eggs that are fertilized. I want those kind of eggs. So Yahavle Be'ed Desafna Me'ara. He gave him the other kind of eggs that were laid from the heat of the room, the heat of the ground. Asla Kemed Ravami, Amalahu Megachtoz Uvahadar. He told us that it's Megachtoz, it's a Pshita, it's obvious. Madatema, I would have thought. Hailach, you look up by Lahu. Well, you want them for eating. And if you want them for eating, so it's the same exact issue. Vahai de Ka'amar de Dichra, Mishun de Shamin on Tvei. And the reason why he said, if it's for eating, who cares? Oh, no, because he's a very particular person. He's inviting over the Queen of England, and he wants the best. So he said, I want those eggs only. Right? So those eggs, okay. So it's not a Mekachtoz. L'mayinafkimina, l'mayasvel abeini beini. So return the price, the difference in price. Kamashla, no. He wants them to raise, and eggs from a shchuta cannot be, eggs from a zafra da'ara cannot be raised. There's no such thing. They don't get born, and therefore the whole thing's Mekachtoz. Now, yesterday we said that an egg in mitziyasa nigmara. And we said, what does that mean? So we said, because you want to raise them as chicks. That was what we said yesterday. V'yibayitim, I'll give you another answer. My im yitziyasa nigmara. What does it mean that an egg is formed when it comes out? Im yitziyas ruba nigmara. It's formed when rove of the egg comes out. Kid Rabbi Yochanan. Like Rabbi Yochanan said, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Beitza, Shiyatza, Ruba, May Erev Yontif. Let's say the majority of the egg comes out at Erev Yontif. Then V'chazra goes back into the mother. And it comes out later. Muteris la'och la'biyontif. You're allowed to eat it on Yontif. Why are you allowed to eat it on Yontif? Because it came out already. It's as if it came out already. What? Exactly. The Ikka da'amr, my imitiyasa nigmara.
And if you have to know that,
right. We're going to say later that it's not shchiach. Such a thing. We're going to say later. That goes in, it goes out, it comes back in. We're going to say shchiach. Where am I? My imitiyasa nigmara. What does that mean? It came out. Imitiyasa kula nigmara. Only if it all comes out. Imitiyasa kula in alvaruba lo lafuke medre b'yochanan. And we do not hold like b'yochanan. We don't agree with that. Now we said yesterday, gufa. We said yesterday that hashochet es atarnagolet. If someone shechs a chick, umatzaba beitzim gemuros, and you find eggs inside. Mutaros la'ochlan b'chalav. You're allowed to eat them with milk. Even though a chicken, I'm going to call it fleishik, even though it's not really fleishik, it's on the rabbanon, but I'm going to call it that. And the egg's not like that. Even if it's found inside. The meat inside is fleishik. Eggs are different. Rabbi Yaakov says, well, im hayu me'oros begidin asuros. Well, if they're still attached to the body of the chicken, they're usser. Why? Because then they're like fleishik. They haven't separated yet from the mother. They're still like considered like fleishiks.
You mean they have no klipa or they have klipa?
That's a big discussion.
It's got a shell, it's got to be detached already.
It's a very, you're asking really Tosis' question. One second. So look at Tosis on top. Tema. Kivan de gemuros, if they're done, Kate and Hayu Ma'oros, how are they still attached? Right? How is that? What kind of Matthias is that? How are they still attached? Upirish, he explained. Hapirish HaKuntris, the Gemuros, Koi Chelmon. It goes on, that it means it's four Gomos to Chelmon. Either the albumin or the white or the yellow. Which one? I don't know which one. Avalonis, Kasha, Dayan, Hashfoferes. But the shell is not yet hard. You have to figure out some Matthias like that. I didn't want to go into that because I don't understand it.
Transitional stage.
What? Some stage. Now, Mantana la Tana Rabbanan, who said the following? Ho'ochel nevelas of tahar. If someone eats a nevelas of tahar. Now, the halacha is like this. It was in yesterday's parsha. Was it yesterday's parsha? Yeah. If I have a bird, a kosher bird, and I didn't do shechita on the bird. So it's not allowed to eat it. It died on its own. Or I killed it, I shot it. And that's not shechita. And I eat it. Putting aside the kashrus issue, I become tameh. I become tameh. What? No. Because there's a strange... No, even if I don't touch it. Which doesn't apply by other animals.
How do you eat it without touching it?
Huh? Like a dog. Like my kids do when they're lazy to get a fork. They just put their head into a plate. So if you do it like that, so that's a special quirk, so to speak, by birds, that if you eat a bird, a kosher bird, but it wasn't shechted properly, so it's not, you're not allowed to eat it, putting aside the kashrus issue, you become tamei, even though you didn't touch it. Let's say somebody fed you. Somebody fed you. Someone took a fork and gave it to you and you ate it. You didn't touch it. You become tamei by swallowing it. And your clothes become tamei also. So, here we're talking about ha'ochal nevelas of tahar. You ate the nevela of a tahar bird. Minash shalal shal beitim. You ate the beitim part inside the bird. You ate some cluster of eggs. Okay? Or min ha'atzamos, or you ate bones. Min ha'gidin, or some sinews. Min ha'basar, shenitlash min ha'chai. Or you ate flesh that fell off the bird, that came off the bird. All these cases, tahar. Why tahar? Because none of it's really edible. Well, the basar is edible, but it's not from the bird. The horn, the right? The, what's it called? The ha'atzamos, not edible. And you ate anyway. So the din, this very unique din that you become tummy by eating a bird that you don't touch, doesn't apply by non-real food. Okay? However, mina eshkol.
By the name that has a shell on it,
maybe? I don't know. That's what you just asked that. I don't know. Mina eshkol shel beitim, if you ate from the different cluster of beitim, mina korkovan, from the korkovan, ubnei mi'ayin, from the stomach, o shehimcha et ha'chelev, or you heated up the chelev, the gummo, and you drank it, tamei. In all these cases, you're tamei. Why are you tamei? This is eating a bird, a kosher bird that died, that didn't have shechita, and you ate it. You can eat it 100 different ways, you still ate it. Man tana mila shalal shal beitim tahar. Who said that? That if you eat from the shalal of beitim, you're tahar. Who said that? Well, Amar of Yosef, the loker of Yaakov. It can't be him. Why can't it be Rabbi Yaakov? The Eber of Yaakov, Ha'omar, Im Hayum Oros Begidin Asuros. He said, if the eggs are still attached to the body, they have the din of fleshiks. Right? They have the din of fleshiks. Right?
So one of the cases.
So therefore, if they have the din of fleshiks, surely if you eat that, you'll become tamei. How could whoever wrote this brisa said, if you eat that, you're not tamei? Why? It's like eating bones. Doesn't have any. It's not edible. What do you mean? Rabbi Yaakov said that if you eat that, you become tamei. So for sure, if you eat that, it's fleshiks. Make sense? You hear that? May go hand in hand. The two dinim should go hand in hand. Amar le'abaya, no, mimai. Who said they have to go hand in hand? Dilma, maybe. Ad kan lo krim Yaakov hasam. When did Rabbi Yaakov say over there? Over where? Right? That it has by over there. By that the fact that it has the status of fleshiks, el inyan isura. Only regarding the inyan of Isser. Avol le inyan tuma lo. But when it comes to an inyan of tuma, he would not agree. I would not agree. Why do they not go hand in hand? He didn't really explain himself. Rashi says, "Avol le'inyan isura af al gaf d'lav basar ninu." Even though it might not be really considered basar, asur la midrabanan. It's asur midrabanan. Howel v'krovim liyos basar. It's almost basar. V'ika le'migzar bishon basar b'chalav. So made a gzera basar b'chalav. Avol le'inyan tuma lo. Why should it be tummy? Dilav basar ninu dilitmu. It's not really basar. So why should I not make? Why should I make a gzera by that? Why not make a gzera? Why make a gzera by the meat and not by the tuma? What? So v'chi tema le'inyan tuma nami nigzar. Make the same gzera by tuma. Why not make the same gzera by tuma? If you eat it, we're gonna make a gzera. What's the gzera? You it's asr. Don't eat that. Why? Why? Because you mix it up. Or it looks just like basar, so we're going to assert. We're going to say it's fleshiks. What about the fact that you tell me? No, I'm not going to do that. Why not? Because I'm not exactly sure of this answer. Very difficult answer. Afushe tumahu. We're going to make more tumah in the world. Afushe tumah midrabana lo mafshinan. Who wants to make more tumah? Why? Gizund. The rabbis have no interest in making more tumah in the world. Look at the first wide line of Rashi. Afal ga'afal pi shagazru tumos bimakomos harbe. Even though there's a million times where the Rabbanan made more tumah in the world, right?
Yeah.
Don't say over here we should do the same thing.
Why not?
Because they don't really want to do it.
I don't understand what you mean.
They're declaring that if you eat this, first of all, it has a din of fleishik. Who made up that rule? The rabbis. Really, it's not fleishik. The rabbi said it is. And the rabbi said, if you eat it, you become tamei. So that they didn't want to say. Why not? Well, we don't want to make more tum in the world. Right? Why not? Rashi points out, they do it all the time. All the time. So all of a sudden over here, not.
Right, so when they do it, though, isn't it for things that are common practice?
So you want to say, because this is, so you're saying they did it for common.
Why add this gazer for something that's never.
Right, so you have to give some kind of answer like that. Mm-hmm. Either it was uncommon, or it was far-fetched.
You have to go every single example that they do?
Right, if they go through, who's eating the eggs of a non-kosher, of a kosher bird that wasn't shekeled properly? Who's doing that already?
It's not even the eggs yet, they're going partial.
Right, who's doing that already? So to make a tumah, and if someone does it, they should become tumah on top of that. Right, so I must be some answer like that. In some weird case.
So many gezeres. Why you can't keep here?
Can't keep on an arco there because they might come the mice.
No, they make so many gezeres, you know.
Right.
You can say don't make a gezera that is fleishes.
What?
You can say don't make a gezera that is fleishes too with a solid hammer.
Right. Don't make the gezera.
If it really is, then
right.
Well, next time you have those things, don't have all of them.
Yeah, yeah. We'll worry about it.
I'll let everybody know.
Next, the Ikad Amri, others say like this: Man Tana mina Eshkol shal Beitim Tamei. Who said the second half? The second half said that if it's a cluster of eggs, which I guess are real eggs, again, what exactly does it mean? How is it formed? Where's the shell? I don't know, but whatever it means, then you're Tamei. Who said that? Amr of Yosef. That's Rabbi Yaakov. The Amar who said, Im hayo ma'oros begidin asuros. He said that, right? He said if it's attached, it's still fleshing. Amalei abayim imay de'eshkol, mehanach detalya be'eshkol. So what does this mean? Mimay de'eshkol mehanach detalya be'eshkol. Who said that an eshkol of beitzim means real eggs? Dilma maybe, eshkol gufei. Maybe it means the body itself, meaning not eggs, the actual body of the chicken, which is fleishik.
No, the ovary itself.
The ovary itself, meaning
that's
attached to the eggs, but it's not eggs. It's chicken. It's real chicken. It's bona fide chicken, as opposed to egg inside a chicken. Who said it means it's the eggs? What does eshkol shel beitzim mean if not the eggs? The ovaries.
Yeah,
he said that joke already. V'chi tema. You want to tell me, well, eshkol gufe maila memra, that if it's talking about the chicken, what's the chiddush? What's the chiddush? That if you eat, that it's, of course it's basa. And of course if you eat it, you become tamei. If it wasn't checked properly, you become tamei. What's the chiddush in that? It's no different than the korkavit and the bnei me'ayim. The afagaf, the basar ninu. Well, why are those mentioned in the list? Why are they mentioned? Because, I'll tell you why they're mentioned. It doesn't say that the leg of a chicken, everyone eats bottoms. Who doesn't eat the chicken? Who doesn't eat that? Everybody eats chicken cutlets. Why do I have to say that? Because, I'll tell you why. Kivan de ikka inchi lo achli, since it's not normally edible, it's drich la'ash me'inan. I have to tell you that. It's edible. Most people don't eat it for whatever reason. Hachanami, kivan deka inchi delo achli. Since there are people that don't eat it, it's trich lashmin. I had to tell you that. Okay? Now, next. We alluded to this Gemara yesterday. Interesting Gemara. We can take whatever you want out of this Gemara. It's a little agarata, but it's going to come to halacha. Tanu Rabbanan. Kol tashmisho biyom. Any creature that has relations by day, Nolad Bayom, will be born by day. Kol Tashmisho Balaila, any creature that has relations at night, Nolad Balaila, will be born at night. Kol Shetashmisho Bain Bayom or Bain Balaila, any creature that has relations by day or by night, Nolad Bain Bayom Bain Balaila, they'll be born either one. Now, what are these animals? Kol Shetashmisho Bayom Nolad Bayom, Zetarnagolas, that's a chicken. Kol shetashmisho balayla l'mil balayla, ze atalif. Now, atalif, I always grew up thinking atalif is a bat.
A what?
What? A bat. A bat. A bat. What? Right. However, if you look at the Torah, when it gives you the list of the non-kosher birds, I always grew up thinking atalif is a bat. Now it is. A different thing on that list is a bat. But either way, we'll say it's a bat.
You look at the article, there's an argument about it. I know.
It's not so simple. But here, there's no dispute. I think it's a bat, right? Okay, fine. Now, kol shetashmisho bein bayom ubein balayla. What is any creature that has relations by day or by night? Adam, human beings. V'chol didamila, and anything like a human being. What does that mean, anything like a human being? What does that mean?
Any mammal?
Any mammal? Any mammal? Okay. Now, the truth is, Omar Mar, we're going to give a halachic nafkamina only for the chicken. Not for the other two. Which raises the question, why are they even mentioned? Well, what's the, well, who cares? So, there must be some deep reason, but we don't know. Omar Mar, kol shetashmishu bayom nolad bayom zetarnagolas. My nafkamina, well, who needs to know that? Who needs to know that tidbit? Right? Omar, l'kidr of Mori b'reidr of Kahana. The Amar of Mori b'reidr of Kahana. Listen to this. Badak bikana shaltana golim le'er of Yontif. You go Er of Yontif to the coop and you check it out. V'lo matza ba'beitza. You didn't see any eggs. Ulumachar hishkim u'matza ba'beitza. And you go in the morning, before on your way to shul, you stop into the chicken, see what's going on in there. And you see an egg. Muteres. You're allowed to eat it. Why?
Before
Yontif. Yontif is Monday night. Monday afternoon, you go in to check on the chicken coop. And no eggs in there. Okay. Tuesday morning, on the way to shul, you stop in. After the Seder, you stop in. Look at this. It's a bunch of eggs. You can eat them. Why? They were not laid on Yontif. Why? Because chickens don't lay at night. So,
well,
I wonder if that's
true. In the morning.
Huh? Before the morning. You got you went to Hashkama. You went to Vasikin. You walked in.
What's the difference if it's not late in the morning?
Why? Because not late on Yontif. Right. It was before Yontif.
It became a 9 o'clock.
Morning was Yontif.
Right.
You went there, Yontif.
And then you went back in the morning. And then you went back in the morning.
And you saw it.
Right.
When was it late?
Before Yontif started.
Maybe beforehand. After you
why left. Day before? Maybe that morning.
No, he asked that question. Right. But hello, Badak. But you checked the place. You checked it out. Amal, lo Badak Yafi Yafi. You didn't really check that well. How well are you checking already? Vafilu Badak Yafa. And even if you want to tell me, you checked it very well. Ema yachus aruba v'chazra. It went out. The egg went out and went back in. V'hai kidr b'yochanan. Like b'yochanan said before. Ani, is that true? V'amar of Yosi bar ben Shaul. Amar Rav. Badak b'kana shanagol in the Erev Yontif. If you check the coop on Erev Yontif. V'lo matza ba'beitza. You didn't find any. Ulamachar hishkim u'matza ba'beitza. Asura. He said it's asur. So the Gemara answers, no. You know why it's asur? Because hasam over there... Bisafna da armeara. The egg was laid from the heat of the room.
Unfertilized.
So one second. Ihachi bidrav mori nami ikadisafna ara. Then he said the same thing by his case. No. Over his case, bidikazakabada, there was a male there. If there's a male there, it'll never have lay an unfertilized egg. Bidikazakar nami ema safari disafna. So what? There's a male there. So what? Amravina, no. Gimme, we have a tradition. Kal hecha de ikka zakhar. Lo misafnad ma'ara. If there's a male, it will not hatch. It will not lay an unfertilized egg. So there's a male there. Therefore, what happened? You didn't check well. Amarav, bad kama. How far away can the male be? Well, there's a male in 100 miles away. Amarav v'chad kama. Amarav gamda b'shrein derav kolhecha ishama kala biyamama. If it can hear the male by the daytime. If it can hear it. If it's far enough away that it can hear it, it's still good. The male, it won't lay an egg unfertilized because it knows there's a male nearby. Says Rashi, Shakol enon mishma biyom kebalayla. Right? You don't hear an egg by day. You don't hear noise. Noise by night is better than by day. At night, I can hear the train from my house. By day, I can never. Why? Quiet. Things are quieter at night. So in the noise and the bustle of the day, if the female can hear the male, it won't lay an unfertilized egg. Okay, Tosfos says because the only way they only have relations by day, the chickens. That's why he said by day. Okay? You hear this? You hear this whole story?
No.
What? You hear this? Amar. What? It's a long daf today. No. Not one topic. Now, by the way, as an interesting tidbit, the Gemara doesn't ask what's the nafkamina about a bat when it has relations and when it's born, and what's the nafkamina about a human.
It doesn't matter.
So you couldn't think of one reason why it could matter.
No.
I could think of a reason.
Bat egg?
For a human, the reason could be for pidyon haben. It depends when the baby's born.
No, but that's the thing.
What?
If it's a woman, you could ask her.
That's not when it conceives.
No.
You could ask the woman.
So it's born when it conceives.
No.
Whenever it conceives, that's when it's born.
No,
that's not how he says.
By day or by night? So it's also born by day or by night.
He's right.
You can theoretically conceive by night and be born during the day.
Right. Most of the nafkamina is to know that halacha.
I don't think it makes any nafkamina if it's not when they were conceived.
It doesn't matter when they were conceived. Right. Only when they're born. I hear what you're saying. And what about a bat? No reason to know. There's no reason to know. There's no reason to know. So why did Gemara say it?
Information.
Yeah, you think so?
It's an FYI.
The Gemara is telling you some nature fact.
Gemara is telling you that they have more information than you do.
Some nature fact.
Exactly.
That have no bearing on life. Okay. I doubt it, but okay.
It
rounds out the idea. Okay.
He makes a very good point, because they were looking for an example of somebody by night.
No, by day, you mean?
No, the bat by night.
Uh-huh.
So that was...
I hear. Okay.
You know that Batman was born at night.
Okay, next. Avad Rav Mari, Avad Rav Mari Uvda Ad Shitin Bati. It once happened. Rav Mari had a story like that. There was a male 60 houses away, and they heard it. The Iik and the Hara. But listen to this. But if there's a river, it won't low Avra. The male's not crossing the river. He's not that interested. The Iik and Mabra Avra. But if there's a bridge, he'll cross the bridge. The Iik and Mitra. Lo Avra. But if it's a wooden bridge with the ropes on the side, you know, like from the cartoons,
a rope bridge. This is why the chicken crossed the road.
He's not going to cross it. Hahu Uvda va'avda amitra. Well, there was once a story where the chicken even crossed the bridge like that. The Mayo Kimta. So what's the bottom line? The bottom line is
right. Incredible adventure. Isn't that show on CBS? You know when they
right. What's the story over here? What's the story with what? He went in and found an egg in there in the morning. What was the story? The story was it was unfertilized. That's how the egg got there. That's what we said. My area bodak, so they have to check it. Kilo bodak nami. If you didn't check, what are you checking for? We'll say any egg there was from unfertilized. Kilo bodak emi esmal. What do you mean you don't check it? Kilo bodak emi esmal. If you don't check, maybe it was born 2 days before. You didn't check. What kind of answer is that? If you check, we could say it came out and went back in, like Rabbi Yochanan said. No, Rabbi Yochanan lo shchiyak. That's very unusual. We're not going to be choshish for that. That's such an unusual thing. Okay. From Rabbi Yosef ben Shaul, Amar Rav, Haituma, Shechika, Sakanta, Lugluye. Also, not just liquids do we have an issue that you can't leave them exposed overnight, but even, I think this is some spices?
Garlic.
You can't leave garlic overnight either. It has there's a chashash that the snake will put its poison in the garlic also. Okay, and we get to two dots. Next, Beishame Omrim Seor Bikizayit. What's Seor? What's Seor? Anybody know what Seor is? Well, that's not yeast.
Sourdough.
What? It's dough. It's not edible, by the way. It's not edible. And somehow it's a leavening agent, right? So Beis Shammai said.
Is the same thing as yeast? I
mean, no.
It's the same function as yeast. No.
Sour isn't the dough itself after it has the attitude of it before it's
no.
Before it's edible.
No, because we're gonna see in a minute it's not edible. We're gonna see in a few minutes it's not edible. So the Gemara said Beis Shammai Omrim Sour is a kezayis, right? And chametz is a koseves. Which is a bigger shear. And Beit Hillel said they're both the Kazayas. So, what? What? Now, my time at the Beit Shammai, how come Beit Shammai says they have different shiurim? Now, the Gemara asks on Beit Shammai because Beit Shammai is more unusual. Beit Hillel says it's the Kazayas. Beit Shammai also come with a bigger shiur. Right? What? So, Im Kain, Lichter Rachmana Chameit. Torah should have said, don't eat Chameit. V'lo boyitz or. Why do I have to say it's the or? I would know it on my own. But no, Amina. Ma Chameit, she'en shimuchi mutzo kasha. Chameit is not such a good leavening agent. V'kizayis, and still is the kizayis. So, it's the or. She'en mutzo kasha lo kolshkein. So, for sure, it's the or should be a problem. Why does the Torah have to say it? So, or the kasha Rachmana lomeli. Why does the Torah have to go out of it to say it? Lomelach to tell you. Shi'ur shalzeh, lo ki shi'ur shalzeh. It's a different shi'ur. Maybe, I would say like this, maybe the shi'ur of the sa'ar is a kezayis, and the shi'ur of chametz is less than a kezayis. So we don't have a shi'ur like that. We don't have a shi'ur less than a kezayis. So that can't be the pshat. Ubeis Hillel, tzvichi. Beit Hillel says, no, I need a different reason. I hold it's both a kezayis. Why does the Torah have to write sa'ar? It's an obvious different thing. Because the Rechman of Sa'or had it only written Sa'or, have, I mean, I would think Meshub de Chimut Okasha. It's such a good leavening agent. Aval Chameit, the Ein Chimut Okasha Emelo, maybe no. Tzricha, and it doesn't tell me that. Because the Rechman of Chameit, and if it only would have said Chameit, Meshub de Roy Lachila, because it's edible. Aval Sa'or, the Ein Roy Lachila Emelo, maybe there's no issue with Sa'or. Tzricha, why? It's not edible anyway. It only can affect other food. Kamat tzricha, that's why it's necessary.
Who's
eating the kizayis of Zohar then? What? No, it's Shammai, less luder of Zera, doesn't he hold of Zera? Dumber of Zera. Pasach akasav b'sa'or, v'sayim b'chameitz. The Torah starts off with Sa'or and ends off with Chameitz. Where does it do that? Shivas yamim Sa'or, lo yimatze b'batechem. Kikalochel machmetzes menechos anefesh ahim, that's his own, but kikalochel machmetzes. Starts off with Sa'or, it changes the word. Lamalach, Zeo Sa'ar, Zeo Chameitz. Same thing. So the Gemara says, no, L'inyan Achila, Kuli Amalo Pligi. No one argues on Achila. If you want to eat that, no one argues on that. Says Rashi, Kuli Amalo Pligi. Dafilo Beshame Modo, the Chameitz, Chayef Kareitz, Kisa'ar, Achilasu, Kidr of Zera. No one argues on that. No one disputes that. What are they arguing about? Possession. Ki Pligi, L'inyan B, or getting rid of it, meaning possession. Beshamai Savri, lo yalfin and beer miachila. We don't learn out beer from achila. Therefore what? Therefore, it's a different shear. Ubeis Hillel Savri, yalfin and beer miachila. We learn out beer from achila. Therefore, it's the same shear. Itmar Nami, Amr of Yossi, Bar Chanina, Machlokes l'inyan beer. Same story. The Machlokes is regarding getting rid of it. Aval inyan achila, divya kol, zevazeva kazayas. Tanya Nami Hachi, we also learn like that. I think they change it. Lo yirai lecha. It says lo yirai lecha sa'ar. V'yirai lecha chametz. They're both in the same pasuk. Zu machalokas shebein beisham beis hillel. Shebeisham omer sa'ar bekazayis v'chametz bekotzevet u'beis hillel omer zevetzev bekazayis. Right. Regarding eating, there's no dispute. The issue only machalokas is regarding possession. Right. Okay. This is where I said last time. One of the Achronim asks the following question. if they're only arguing on possession, and we know, listen to this, Lomda Shikasa, that on possession, there's no Malkus. Why is there no Malkus? Because it's a Lav She'en Bo Maisa. I didn't do anything. I just possessed it. Right? So it's a Lav She'en Bo Maisa. I don't get Malkus. And we also hold the Chatzi Shir is Aser Min HaTorah. What are they arguing about? They both agree you can't have any amount. And they both agree to Zomalkas. What are they arguing about? There's no Nafkamina to their argument. You hear this, Lomda Shikasha? They end up not arguing about anything. They both agree you can't have any amount, and they both agree to Zomalkas. What are they arguing about? What's this fancy whole Lomda's over here? Sa'ar, Kazayis, Kosevet, it's all irrelevant. There's no Machlokas.
So what's the Nafkamina?
Exactly. It's a good question. What's the Nafkamina? Think about that. It's a Lomda Shikasha.
They both agree that
we're not talking about eating. We're talking about just possessing. There's a standard rule. There's no malchus on Bal Yerah, Bal Yematzeh. Why? Because it's a lav she'en b'maisa. There's two reasons why. Either it's a lav she'en b'maisa, or it's a lav hanitik la'asei. Let's say you do find chametz. You have a chiyuv to burn it right away. You don't get malchus if you can get rid of it. Right? So that's the unusual answer. The usual answer is it's a lav she'en b'maisa. I could walk into Target on Pesach and buy chametz. I could do that. That's a maisa. But the standard shot is it's a lav she'en b'maisa. I forgot to check my house. I was too lazy. There's chametz here. I didn't do anything. Lav she'en, I don't get malchus for it. Right?
Maybe you go back to the other hand.
And 1 second. And also, there's the din of chatzi shears also min haTorah. So min haTorah, Bishamay agrees you can't have any amount. We always say, what's the difference? If it's chatzi shear, then there is a onesh. If you eat a minuscule amount of pig, you don't get malchus. If you eat a whole thing, you get karis. You get malchus, I'm sorry. Why? Because chatzi shears also min haTorah. Now, let's eat any amount of pig, but you don't get malchus for it. So here, there's no malchus. And they both agree you can't have any amount because chatzis shear doesn't mean a Torah. That's what they're arguing about. Midaraisa, we hold midaraisa. So you might have to come on to an answer that there's no din of chatzis shear by non-eating, which we don't agree. We don't hold like that anyway, right? We don't hold like that really. That there's chatzis shear only by eating. We've had it by malachas and Shabbos. Not eating, right? Can I do any the shear for this? Is this amount? What about carrying less than that amount? That I'm allowed to do? Of course not.
Do you have an obligation to get rid of it right away if less than a shear?
I think so. That could be an afkamini saying.
Maybe not.
What if you find a tiny amount on Pesach, you have to get rid of it? I think, I don't know. That could be, maybe that's an afkamini. You have to, some afkaminis out there. It's like a lumdisha question. Okay, let's try to finish. Next. Next, we said like this. Hashochet chay of oaf beyondif. So we know that if you shecht a chai or an oaf, there's a mitzvah of kisi adam. Kisi adam, the problem is that whatever you're going to do kisi with is muksa. Right? It's earth. It's muksa. That's no problem. Huh?
You're also digging.
Right. So it said like this. Hashochet, if someone shechted, it's mashma b'dievet. B'dievetim, l'chachilu lo. Aim a seifa, look at the seifa. What does the seifa say? Be'chil omrim lo yishchot. Be'chil said, don't even do this. Michlal, the Tanakama, which is Beishamai Savar, Yishchot. He could do it. Halokasha, Tanakasha. Lo Yishchot v'yachasek Amar. What the Mishnah means to say is, right, that Beis Hillel was answering back only on the Kisui. I agree that you could shecht, but not if you don't have any way to do Kisui. That's what he was meaning to say. I agree you could shecht. I have no problem with shechting on Yontif. You're allowed to. You have to have Kisui in advance. But aim a sefer. But look at the sefer. The sefer says umodim sheim shachat, but they agree that if you did shecht shiach bar bedeka v'yachasa, that you can go ahead and do the kisi anyway. Gizon mechlal the bereisha lav b'dieved hu. The bereisha is not b'dieved. Amarav v'hachik amar. Listen, this is the answer. Hashochet shebal limloch ketzad. A guy wants to do shechita on yontif, and he was half asleep by the daf. And he heard there's such a thing called Kisi Adam. What's the story with this Kisi Adam business? Let me go ask somebody. So he goes to ask. So Amalo, we tell him like this. Beishamai Omrim, Beishamai says, Omer, Beishamai says, Lo, Omer Lo, Shechot, Chafar, Vechase. Shecht, go dig, and get your Kisi Adam. Ubatil Omrim, no, Lo Yishcho, don't shecht, El Im Kain, Hayot Lo Afar Mucham Ibod Yom, once it's prepared beforehand. That's how the Mishnah makes sense. Guy's asking beforehand, what should I do? Rabbi Yosef Amar Hachik Amar, slightly different. Hashochit Shabal Limloch Keitzad. A guy wants to know what do I do here? Amalo, we tell him like this. Beshame Omrim Omelo Lechafar Shchot Vekase. Go first dig, then shecht. It's out of order, not a different order. Then do kithui. Ubeitil Omrim Lo Yishchot Elam Ken Hayavol Ayelo Mucher Offer Mufun Bidolyom. Once you have it in advance. Maybe they're arguing, you and Rav are arguing in the vort of Rav Zera Amar Rav. Sorry. You, Abaye says to Rav Yosef, you and Rabba are arguing about Rav Zera Amar Rav. What's that? Why? One said first check and then dig. One said first dig and then check. What are they arguing about? Adam Rav Zera Amar Rav, Hashochet, if someone does Kisya Adam, he check. You have to have offer on the bottom and offer on top. Shenemar, v'shafach es damo v'chiseo bi'offer. What does it mean, bi'offer? V'chiseo bi'offer? You cover in the offer lo namar el a bit offer malamed. It teaches you sha shochet tzarech sheet and offer lamata v'offer lo mala. Mar isle drib zera. You hold like Reb Zera. That's why you said dig first. For Rabba, less than Reb Zera. And Rabba doesn't hold from Zera. That's why Rabba said, check first. So the Gemara says, Amalei lo. No, no, he said back. Reb Yosef said back to Abaye, no. Bein le didi. Bein le Rabba, Islam de Reb Zera. No, we both agree with Reb Zera's part. So why we say it differently? Because we're arguing about something else. Bahacha, bahacha, miflagi. Here's what we're arguing about. Rabba savar. Rabba says like this. I ikka afar lamata. In. It has to be dirt already there. Then Elo lo chashinon dilma mimlech velo shacha. Rabba is not afraid that someone's going to change his mind. Therefore, if there's earth there, it's fine. If not, not. But according to me, ha'adifa, I say first checked. The Elo sharis lay, if I don't allow it, he'll come to deny himself simchas yantav. So I say, okay, what? Exactly. So I say he won't have the kisei adam, right? He won't have the earth available. So I say it's okay. So he'll do it afterwards, right? That's what they're arguing about. All right, that was quite a long daf. All right, we'll stop here.
Right.
We'll pick up tomorrow. By the two dots over here on Zion Amud Beis.